This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the 9th edition of the India Mobile Congress 2025, Asia's largest telecom, media and technology event at Yashobhumi in New Delhi. Speaking on this occasion, Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya said that India has now become the digital flag bearer of the world. He said country's telecom revolution rests on 4 Ds. Democracy, demography, digital first and delivery. Mr. Sindhya said the country has witnessed tremendous growth from 60 million internet broadband users in 2014 to 944 million broadband subscribers.
AI and electronics and IoT. We're also having this year, Prime Minister Sir, an unusual World Cup, Startup World Cup 2025, India edition, where 550 companies will vie with 300 venture capitalists and private equities for finance. 15 of these companies will be chosen and sent to the International World Cup competition in San Francisco. And I'm very confident with Prime Minister's guidance, India will come back victorious from that World Cup.
The minister said that 99.9% of the country's districts are now connected with 5G. He said 20 countries across the globe are in active discussions to adopt country's digital public infrastructure model. He said India now is home to 20% of world's mobile users. The 4-day event will showcase the latest advancements in telecom and emerging technologies, bringing together global leaders, policymakers, industry experts and innovators. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate key development projects in the Mumbai today. In line with his vision of transforming India into a global aviation hub, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the phase one of new Navi Mumbai International Airport, India's largest greenfield airport, built at a cost of 19,650 crore rupees. During the visit, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate phase 2B of the Mumbai Metro Line 3, constructed at an estimated cost of around 12,200 crore rupees. In addition, he will dedicate the entire Mumbai Metro Line 3 to the nation with a total cost of over 37,270 crore rupees, marking a major milestone in the city's urban transport transformation. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer landed in Mumbai this morning, marking the start of his first visit to India since taking over as the British Prime Minister in 2024. Mr. Starmer arrived at the Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj International Airport in Mumbai. He will attend the inaugural function of Navi Mumbai International Airport. The External Affairs Ministry said the visiting dignitary and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will review the progress made across various areas of the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership in diverse aspects of the Vision 2035 tomorrow in Mumbai. Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh today said that the Indian Air Force has displayed great valour and bravery during Operation Sindoor. He said the exemplary performance of the Indian Air Force during Operation Sindoor filled the nation with professional pride. Addressing a function to celebrate the 93rd Air Force Day at Air Hindon Air Base, Ghaziabad, Air Chief Marshal said the increased pace of integration of new systems, weapons and equipment into the operational plans has been a significant success. Air Chief Marshal said the Air Force played an active role during Operation Sindhu to evacuate Indian citizens from conflict-affected zones. Lauding the role of air warriors, Mr. Singh said they created history in every era, from protecting Kashmir in 1947, playing decisive role in the 1971 war, which led to the creation of Bangladesh, the 1999 Kargil conflict and the 2019 Balakot airstrike. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to popular leader of Bihar and former Union Minister Ram Vilas Paswan on his death anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi called Mr. Paswan a symbol of social justice who had worked for the welfare of the deprived and exploited communities of society. In the BWF World Junior Mixed Team Championship 2025, the Indian badminton team defeated Sri Lanka 45-27, 45-21 in their Group H clash to stay unbeaten at the National Centre for Excellence in Guwahati yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.